I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we're lucky enough to be talking with Sarah Godette. Now, Sarah is the director of
Maison Oxygène Estrie. Yes.
Could you tell our listeners a bit about this place?
We're a community organism who provides temporary housing with psychological support for fathers and their children in a distressed situation related to family difficulties, social, financial, psychological, or personal.
Okay. So there's a lot of different factors, and it's not just people that have substance abuse or anything like that.
No, and it could be, there's a lot of case that it's due to a separation.
Okay.
It can be because of drug abuse, but it has to be a past drug abuse, because since there's children in the house here, they have to have controlled their addiction before being accepted here.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Could you give us a bit of the history?
Yes, it began in 2010 that a social group named Le Club Progrès de Sherbrooke decided to put all their efforts, instead of giving money, a little bit of money at a lot of different places, they decided to take the cause of Maison Oxygène and to open a Maison Oxygène in Estrie, in Sherbrooke, actually. So that's how it went. They did a partnership with La Maison de la Famille, and we opened the house in 2012. So during those 2 years, they did a very big campaign to raise some money, enough money to to rearrange the renovations to for us to be able to receive all those families. So it's about $700,000 that we raised as of now.
Okay, because there was a danger of it closing. Is that correct?
Yes, it was. It was a few weeks ago, two and a half weeks ago. I was thinking that we were closing, but when we announced our closure and we asked the population their help, everybody helped us, and we raised in not even 2 weeks, we raised more than $25,000.
That's amazing. Definitely a very important place. I wasn't aware of this type of facility before, and it's very important because I think it's probably the only one in the district.
It is. It is. It's the only one in the old region of the Eastern Townships.
Okay, the only one in the Eastern Townships, because there are a lot of places for women, but this is the only place for men.
Exactly. There's no place other than here that a man with his children can be housed with their children.
Mm-hmm, because that's so important, because usually in a separation or divorce, usually it's the mother that does get the children.
Exactly, exactly, and usually it's the father who will leave the house.
Okay.
So so he has to get a new place that is suitable for the children, with enough space and everything like that, and we all know that it's not easy financially when we're in a separation situation, so there are a lot of people who are not able to get a decent place rapidly to keep in touch with our children. So
okay, very important place, very important organization. Now, how does this work? The men have some situations, whether it's financial or they're in the middle of a separation. What do they do first? Are they referred by the hospital, a social worker, a psychologist to you?
There's other organization that will community organization that will refer to us, the hospitals and the C3S, the social services. So yes, it's a reference. Normally, most of the time, they are referred by another place to our place here, because they know that they would correspond to the kind of fathers that we accept here.
Okay, okay. So what's the criteria for being accepted?
Well, there's a lot of criteria, but because it's a housing facility, so we need them to be able to respect and to be able to live in community. But most of all the fathers here, even all the stories are different why they have to come to seek our help.
Okay.
It's the most important thing is the importance that they accord to their children.
Right, right.
To their relation with their children.
Right.
And then after that, they have they are not allowed to be in a drug abuse. We verify their past for to see that they're not. There's no violence against children or sexual violence, things like that, because it's all to put to keep the Maison Exigène a safe place.
Exactly, a safe place
for everyone.
Yeah. Good. Now, do the men live there 24/7? About how long do they stay?
We offer 3 months.
3 months, okay.
And, but it depends. Some men will stay 2 months, and others will stay 7.
Okay.
So
okay.
It depends on each story, each situation.
Good. Each situation is different. Now, do the children come to visit, or do some of the children live there too, or?
Yes, it depends on their if they have the legal guardian.
Okay, if they have legal custody, I guess.
Or joint custody, or
right. Okay.
Et cetera. So some is a weekend on two, or others. We have the place to have them 24/7 if the children are always there. We had. Fathers who had always their children, but others will be a week and two. It depends. It also, we can also accept fathers who are in a process to go get access to their children again. So they lost maybe access to their children. They don't have custody of them, even not joint custody, and they want help to have everything in their on their side to be able to have their children back.
Okay, it's so important, the relationship between children and their father.
Yes.
Such an important place.
Yes.
Now, while the men are there, are they undergoing any kind of therapy or anything like that?
Well, we have social workers who will follow them. So there's we will do a plan of their stay. So what's your objective? What do you want to do during your stay? So each objective, each man, it's different. So it can be, okay, I want to find a job. I want to work on my communication skills. I want to... there's a lot of reasons, a lot of different objectives. And we will follow them each week to make sure that they succeed. That when during their stay, they will be able to progress and to increase their to make it better. To make the situation all better.
Okay, good. Now, about how many men and children do you have in the home at once?
We have the place for 5 families, and we have 17 beds.
Okay.
6 rooms, 17 beds. So if the place is complete and all the children are there, there's a lot of people over here in the same time.
Okay. Now, it has constant monitoring of the fathers and the children day and night, I guess, by the staff?
Well, not night, because we don't have the sufficient funds for that. So that's why that's another criteria. We must have fathers who are really autonomous.
Okay.
Because we cannot afford to have somebody during the night. But there's always somebody, social workers, professional, that will be here 7 days a week for them.
Okay, do you have any volunteers?
We have volunteers from the university or from the Cégep de Sherbrooke. Yes, who will want to bring something for for the families over here and to help us. So we're not able to work like that just with volunteers, but we have help from volunteers, yes.
Do you have bilingual services too?
Yes, we do. It's sure that it may be a little bit more difficult, but we will receive English speaking fathers for sure, and we will manage to understand ourselves and to give them the help that they need.
Okay, yes. Great. I imagine you've had seen a lot of positive outcomes since you've been working there. Any stand out in mind?
Sometimes it may be small. There's some very nice success story, but just the fact when you see the father that's here, it's been a few months that he separated, and he went to a couch from another couch from his friends, and he didn't see his children for a few months. And when he arrives here, after a few weeks, when he sees his children arrive here and he's with them, to see just the smile on his face and to see how happy he is, and that's the greatest gift that we can have for us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Definitely very heartwarming and very emotional, too, I'd imagine.
Oh, yes, yes. It's beautiful to see.
It is. I'm so glad that it's able to keep its doors open, and there's been definitely a positive outcome from the community. That's wonderful.
We're amazed for that, and we're very grateful for all the generosity of the people, that's for sure. But it's sure that that keeps us open for about a little bit more than 2 months.
Okay, so you're still looking for a solution, I would imagine, then?
Well, our solution is that we're waiting for news from the government.
Okay.
We need financial help on a regular basis from the government.
Definitely.
So we're asking for that, and we did ask for it in February, and that's why, because of the delay of response, they need to have time to evaluate the situation and see what they can do. So the delay was too long for us to wait. So that's why we thought that we had to close the doors. But finally, with the help of the population, we are able to keep the families that are here and to keep it open while waiting.
That's wonderful, because at that moment you had five fathers and their children, so they would have been unable to continue.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Now, what can the public do? Are you still looking for donations, or, I don't know, perhaps write letters to the government? What can we do?
Well, I think that if people want to continue to make some donations to La Maison Oxygenesque through our website, it would help us, because it can be a little bit longer than we think to get the help of the government. So it would help us to keep open and to keep helping fathers and their children to stay together. So for sure, it's all in the population's hands to be sensibilized with the importance of the link between the father and their children. And yes, if people can write to the government, say, hey, we want it to stay open. Mm-hmm. We want to keep this resource in Sherbrooke that we have. Mm-hmm. Well, it's sure that everything can help. Everything.
Good. And that would be the provincial government, I guess, eh?
It is.
Okay.
Yes.
And the website, could you give our listeners the directions for the website?
Yes, is www.maisonoxygeneestrie.com.
Okay.
You go on... it's all in French, unfortunately, but I think that most of your listeners can speak both.
Yes.
So you go in the section Nous soutenir, and you can make a donation directly by our website.
Okay, great, because it's such an important place, and if we lose that, that is the only one in the Eastern Townships.
Yes, the closest one is in Montreal.
Okay, that's quite a distance away, so it's really important to have this in our community, and we have it now, we don't want to lose it.
Yes, let's hope so, let's hope.
Good. Anything else you'd like to say, Sarah?
No, I think we said pretty much everything.
Okay, well, I thank you for the interview and really happy to hear that it's going to be able to stay open for another 2 months, but definitely we need more help and it's such an important place.
Yes, thank you very much for your interest in our cause.
Well, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.